Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Now, I'd like to discuss the next issue of our travel magazine, which will focus on traveling on a budget. One of the articles will be about free mobile applications that make vacationing easier and cheaper. So, your first research assignment is to look into the latest free apps that provide travel information. Things like local accommodations or public transportation. Please send me the names of the apps you find by the end of the day. Tomorrow morning, I'll be assigning each of you at least two apps, and I expect you to spend the morning writing a short report on them.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 72. What is the talk mainly about? Number 73. What does the speaker want the listeners to do tomorrow morning? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Katrina. It's Steven, the coach of the Greentown Lions basketball team. Listen, I just took a look at the schedule for basketball court reservations for next month. We're scheduled to use the courts from 4 to 5 p.m. The thing is, many of my players work in the afternoon, so they can't get to the courts until 4 to 5. You've got the courts reserved from 5 to 6. Could you call me back when you have the chance? Thanks.
Number 74. What kind of team does the speaker coach? Number 75. What does the speaker say about his players? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
"You've got the courts reserved from 5 to 6.
Question 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Okay, everyone. That was a productive staff meeting. Thanks for all of your suggestions for a team-building event. I'm glad we all decided to organize an office soccer game next month. I'm really looking forward to it. Oh, I just remembered one more thing. Some of you have been complaining about the noise coming from the construction work on the roof. I'm happy to report that the contractors are finishing the project this afternoon.
Number 77. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 78. What is the speaker looking forward to? Number 79. What will happen this afternoon? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following news report.
Good evening. Tonight I'll be talking about a new initiative by GS Incorporated, a leading manufacturer of mobile phones and electronic accessories. As part of its commitment to sustainability, GS Incorporated announced today that it has started to package its products in a more environmentally friendly way. Now, they come in boxes made entirely of recycled materials. After a short commercial break, I'll be interviewing a representative from GS Incorporated about what inspired these changes.
Number 80. What does GS Incorporated manufacture? Number 81. What has GS Incorporated recently started to do? Number 82. What will the listeners hear after the commercial break? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Thanks for tuning in to today's health show. I have a question for my listeners. Have you been wanting to lower your sugar intake, but just can't resist that sweet snack at the local cafe? Today I'll teach you about an eating program that will stop your cravings permanently. I used this program to lower my sugar intake, and it worked. In fact, this program could help you change any eating behavior in 1 month. That's not a lot of time. The first step is setting goals. So take out a piece of paper and write down 3 eating habits you'd like to change.
Number 83. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"That's not a lot of time"?
Number 85. According to the speaker, what should the listeners do first? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome to Newport News at 7. Don't forget that next Saturday, the Newport Technology Museum will open its new interactive robotics exhibit. This exhibit will feature many different robots, and visitors will be able to talk to them, play with them, and even learn from them. Students from the robotics department at nearby Newport University will be at the museum on Saturday to show you how to interact with robots and explain how they work. But make sure to buy your tickets in advance from the museum's website. This event will be packed.
Number 86. What will happen at the Newport Museum on Saturday? Number 87. What does the speaker say about some Newport University students? Number 88. According to the speaker, what should the listeners do in advance? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
All right. Next on the agenda for today's sales meeting is our quarterly report. I'm sorry to say we only contracted 10 new clients in the past 3 months. Of course, most of our sales team is new. Still, we can do better. Now, if you look up on the screen, you'll see a list of 20 organizations that we should consider targeting this next quarter. I'd like each of you to go on the internet to the organization's web pages to find out more about these potential clients. We'll discuss this at our next department meeting on Friday.
Number 89. Why does the speaker say,
"Most of our sales team is new"?
Number 90. What does the speaker show the listeners? Number 91. What are the listeners expected to do by Friday? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Kano. This is Scott Jansen calling from KR Investors Group. Thanks for coming in last week for an interview for the market analyst position. We were very impressed with your past work experience, and we'd like to offer you the job. Now, as I'd mentioned, you'll have to relocate from Chicago to Vancouver. I'm confident you'll like living there. It's a great city with a lot to do and see. So, congratulations. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again. Oh, and please keep in mind that KR Investors Group won't be open next week.
Number 92. Why is the speaker calling? Number 93. What does the speaker say the listener will be required to do? Number 94. What does the speaker say will happen next week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and neighborhood map.
Okay, listen up, everyone. Business has been great at every one of our restaurant locations in Mercer City, and we've received a lot of inquiries about food delivery. Since we've never offered delivery before, I'd like to try it at just one location first. Although our uptown restaurant is the most central, I think it's best we start in the smallest neighborhood, because that's the most residential location. Plus, we've gotten a lot of requests from that area. We need to get the word out, though, so let's take some time now to discuss how we can advertise this new service.
Number 95. What type of business does the speaker own? Number 96. Look at the graphic. In which neighborhood does the speaker want to offer a new service? Number 97. What does the speaker want to discuss next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, Boris. This is Lucy from Human Resources. I'm calling to ask you a big favor. We have job candidates coming in for interviews tomorrow, and it turns out I have to step out of the office at 1 o'clock to go to a doctor's appointment. Would you be able to cover for me and interview the candidate at 1 o'clock? I'll be sure to forward you her CV, cover letter, and letters of reference so that you can prepare for the interview. Thanks so much for your help.
Number 98. Why is the speaker unable to participate in one of the interviews? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Who is the listener asked to interview? Number 100. What does the speaker say she will do?